got some stuff to do. I mean, I was talking extemporaneously and unexpectedly to Trevor Oakeson when he was here a few minutes ago about guns and about what's been going on, and yet another massacre in America. You know, remember, if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium. If there's a massacre, this must be America. So, like it or not, I've got a horrible comedian's mind. So while I feel for tragedy and feel bad about things and get incredibly frustrated and angry that nothing gets done in this country to prevent not only that but other things, or to help other things, and yet the other part of my mind says, go to the funny. Always go to the funny, even if it offends people, even if it's in bad taste, because that's me. That's my head. That's what gets me through the day. That's what keeps people like me from becoming basket cases every time they just look at the world at large and go, what the hell is wrong with people? Not just the people who go a little crazy and pick up guns and kill other people, but the people who can look at that happening over and over again and say things like, well, it's not the time to talk about the issue because the bodies are still, as Trevor was saying, the bodies are still warm. How dare we politicize this by actually talking about doing something? Let's just be sad and pray, right? I mean, I hate those people almost as much as I hate people like Nicholas Cruz and the Vegas guy, I've forgotten his name, and the Pulse guy, I've forgotten his name, and Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, I've not forgotten their names from those I think were the Columbine. I mean, just like, okay, you want to pray now for the folks who were killed in Florida? Fine. Go ahead, pray now. But right now, if I want to talk about gun control, maybe it's for the Vegas people. Is it, has enough time passed since Vegas that it's not political to talk about gun control for them as opposed to the 17 who just died 3 days ago? Anywho. See, if I talk about it that way, I just get angry. And I just get like, in other words, I turn into a typical American. But instead, I go for the shock value. I go for the needle, the knife in the gut. Not the gun in the gut, but the knife in the gut. And so my brain clicks into, how can I be as dark and weird and sick as offensive as possible? And the answer is by indulging my sick mind. Yes, indeed. My sick mind it is. And I even have our noise machines ready. So this is the deal. If you are easily offended, honestly, you know, I'll miss ya. But turn off your radio, leave the Facebook. It's okay if you can't handle jokes. Jokes about dark, deep things. Because when you can't actually help anything or control anything and you feel helpless, the one thing that you can do is make a dark joke that gets to people and gets to you. So that's what I do. It's called My Sick Mind. I've done this before. So these are the jokes that came to me this week, most of them all in a bunch. And yes, it does have to do with what happened in Florida. For example, are classes too difficult at Douglas High School? I mean, maybe. He had 17 people drop. What's the difference between Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and The Gap? Well, The Gap has a shelf of casual tees. The school has a whole floor of casual tees. These are the jokes. Why is Douglas High School better than nearby Everglade High School? Well, Everglade has a student body. Douglas has many student bodies. Is flu season better or worse in Broward County? Better. They got all their shots. Now, did Douglas High School students buy their outfits at Kohl's? No, Target. What's the difference between Broward College and Douglas High School? Well, the college has massive student debt. The high school has massive students dead. Let's turn to the perpetrator, shall we? On his shelves, did Nicholas Cruz have a lot of books? No, just magazines. Well, did Nicholas Cruz read any of his textbooks? Nah, he just rifled through them. Oh, that was I pushed that completely by accident. I'll do that again. What's the difference between Broward High School and Douglas High School? Well, at Broward, you have a heavy course load. At Douglas, you have a heavy corpse load. Yes, indeed. Hey, what's the difference between bullets and prayers? Bullets can stop prayers. ... Why were all the music students who loved jam bands disappointed in Florida? Well, they couldn't stay and see the dead. Why will this Sunday, tomorrow, be even more religious than last Wednesday? Well, on Wednesday, parents put ashes on their foreheads. On Sunday, they'll put ashes on the piano. Yes, indeed. Couple more. Why was the shooting in Parkland better than the one in Vegas? Well, at least the victims didn't have to sit through 2 hours of country music. And finally, and as David Letterman would say, not a moment too soon, ladies and gentlemen, what is the difference between private and public schools in Parkland? In private schools, parents pick up their kids with SUVs. In public school, parents pick up their kids with shovels. And ladies and gentlemen, that's my sick mind for today.